Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 7th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were July corn up 4.25 cents, July wheat up 5.5 cents, and July beans up 7.5 cents. Currently, we have the dollar up 18 ticks, crude oil down 56 cents a barrel, the metals just a little bit lower here. Strong overnight. It looks like the forecast took out some of the rain, put in some more heat again. I think we're going to see this quite a bit over the next 60 days with the forecast changing almost on a daily level. But it looks like some of the El Nino forecasts are not as definite as they were. It almost looks like it's shifting to a more neutral thing, which could apparently bring in some more heat out here. So the next 10 days looks fairly dry. How hot are we going to get? We're going to be in the 90s in Chicago over the weekend. But the question is, you know, are we really shifting the weather here? And is it enough to get the funds to cover these short positions? July corn got over 380 last night. It got up to 381.5. July wheat got over 440, got up to 441.5. We need July beans over 940. We only got up to 931.25 overnight. But the wheat and corn, if we can close over these levels, I think that would be a positive indication. What I would love to see here is we had a good start with prices higher overnight. I'd like to see prices move higher this morning and then stay strong all day with a good push toward the close across the board, corn, wheat, and beans. That would really give me an indication that perhaps the funds are going to be covering these shorts. They've got close to 200,000 short corn, 120 short wheat, 85,000 beans to cover. So if this is the start, maybe we can see some good upside movement in these grains. We were able to have another little sale of 5% of guaranteed bushels of corn. We got those sold at $3.98, adding 5% of the guaranteed bushels there. So just a little taste on this rally to get something sold. We've got some more sales at higher levels, and hopefully we can get to there. But hopefully we've seen a shift here in this weather, and maybe it's for real. Again, it's acting very similar to the way it acted, in my opinion, in 1983. So hopefully we can see something powerful, at least enough to get the funds to cover these short positions. I haven't seen any demand out here today. That still remains a question. Will the funds want to sell rallies? Again, that remains to be seen. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.